1340 96.5 KVGC. Time for a look at the latest on the local scene. Well, the National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for the foothills and valley from noon today through 9 o'clock Wednesday night. Dangerously hot conditions will occur during the afternoon and early evening hours each day. Now, high temperatures of 95 to 102 degrees should be expected each day in the Motherlode and throughout the valley. There will be very little to no overnight relief, with low temperatures ranging from the upper 60s to the upper 70s. Extreme heat will significantly increase the potential for heat-related illnesses and heat stroke. People most vulnerable include those who spend lots of time outdoors, those without air conditioning, young children, the elderly, and those with chronic illnesses. Significant heat impacts are also expected from both pets and livestock. Now, drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, check up on the elderly, your relatives, and your neighbors. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. Heat stroke is an emergency, so please call 911.
Well, the body of a pioneer woman has been discovered in the foothills west of Manzanar, Inyo County. According to the Inyo Sheriff Department, their dispatch center received a report back on August 8th from a hiker of a potentially dead female west of National Historic Site. Sheriff deputies and Inyo County Search and Rescue arrived, located the body of 48-year-old Elaine Hartnett of Pioneer on August 9th. Based on tracks in the area, it's believed Hartnett walked north along Foothill Road after exiting a vehicle, then east along a smaller dirt road where she eventually sat down and passed away. There was no indication of a struggle or any initial signs of foul play. There was no identification located near or around the body. However, Bishop Police had logged contact with a female matching Hartnett's description on July 30th. Now, based on the info gathered during the contact, a positive ID was confirmed August 11th, and the next of kin was notified. A forensic autopsy has been scheduled to take place in Orange County to determine the exact cause of Hartnett's death.
And taking a look at the fire from yesterday out on Meese Road and Dillard Road, CAL FIRE reports the fire burned about 500 acres, 30% contained as of late last night. Full containment, of course, is expected later on today, and don't expect any further acreage, really. Volunteer staff from Mount Zion Lookout made the first report of the fire on the Van Fleck Ranch near Rancho Marietta. The quick report and response helped to stop the forward progress early. Fire crews remained on scene throughout the evening, putting out hot spots and completing containment lines. So once again, this fire is under investigation. It has burned about 500 acres.
Well, even with forecast high temps and a National Weather Service excessive heat warning in effect, PG&E does not anticipate proactively shutting off power. Again, PG&E doesn't anticipate proactively shutting off power, known as a PSPS. Now, according to the utility, as of yesterday, they had not called a public safety power shutoff, and none are anticipated for at least the next 6 days. Now, the California Independent System Operator, the nonprofit public benefit corporation that operates much of the state's electric grid, has issued a statewide flex alert, a call for voluntary electric conservation, from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. today. Prolonged heat over several consecutive days expected to drive electricity demand higher, as nighttime temps are also forecast to be above average. Consumers are urged to conserve electricity, and especially during the late afternoon and early evening when the grid is most stressed due to higher demand. Now, PG&E and other utilities are supporting the Flex Alert by asking customers to conserve energy as well. Follow these simple conservation tips to save energy and money on your power bills. Set thermostat at 78 or higher when home. Cool with fans. Draw drapes. Turn off unnecessary lights and appliances. Use major appliances in morning or late evening. For more energy and cost-saving tips, visit PGE.com.
And a Valley Springs man ended up behind bars after an argument over his girlfriend. Calaveras County Sheriff's officials say 30-year-old Brandon Griffin got into a disagreement with another man in the parking lot of the Burson Market on Tuesday afternoon. Griffin was apparently looking for his girlfriend and upset at another man who he believed knew her whereabouts. The incident escalated with Griffin making criminal threats against the victim. The victim then fled inside the store. When Griffin attempted to follow him, a female clerk held the glass door shut, telling him he could not enter. Griffin then allegedly kicked the door, causing a large crack. He left when the clerk told him she had called 911. Later that night, sheriff's deputies got a tip that Griffin was at a residence off of Comanche Parkway in Burson. He was taken into custody after a small struggle.
Well, the Amador El Dorado unit of CAL FIRE is scheduled to conduct a prescribed live fire training burn on the Sac County Conservancy Veg Management Project north of Rancho Seco and Highway 104. Dependent upon any restrictions set forth by the Sac Metro Air Quality Management District and fire activity, this burn will commence 9 a.m. till approximately 3 p.m. today. Minimal smoke may be visible in the area. If conditions do not meet safety standards, the burn will be canceled. Now, the purpose of the burn is to introduce new firefighter trainees to live fire situations while learning safe, effective fire suppression techniques. Less than 30 acres expected to be needed to expose each of the 30 firefighter trainees to live fire conditions.
And again, a quick reminder for you, COVID-19 testing still available for Amador County residents. Contact projectbaseline.com. And if you are in Calaveras County, you can also contact the OptumServe website to make a reservation or reserve a time for you, an appointment. It is highly recommended that you do so. They are there Tuesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. If you have any questions, contact either the Calaveras or the Amador County Public Health Departments.
And the Amador Chamber of Commerce has partnered with the Amador County Emergency Operations Center to provide businesses within the county a free 2-week supply of PPE, personal protective equipment. Now, the face coverings and hand sanitizer is to help business owners and their staff while they wait for their ordered PPE supplies to arrive. If you would like to access a free 2-week supply of PPE supplies, please contact the chamber at 223-0350 or email amadorcountychamber@gmail.com. This offer is open to all businesses within Amador County, chamber members or not.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website at kvgcradio.com. Take a look at our new designed website and let us know what you think about it.